Hey everyone, welcome to Victory Condition Gaming. My name is Doug. Today on the show, so excited, we're having my friend Andrew E.C. Gaska. You know him from the Alien RPG. He's also the IP consultant for Planet of the Apes, Alien, all sorts of different IPs. He's been on the show a few times, and I'm so excited. He's got a new project he's writing for. It's the Terminator RPG from Nightfall Games. And I'm going to tell you that if you are excited about this RPG, make sure to like the like down below, share it, let other people know that it's going on. That's a really great project that he's got, he's involved with. Also, if this is the first time you've come across our content, or if you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button and that little bell notification. That'll let you know every single time you go live or upload new content. And finally, check out the Kickstarter. Link in the description of this video. I'm really excited to support this this game and see the success that Andrew just keeps growing, and his resume just keeps getting larger and larger as I know him. Andrew, or AKA Drew, I know you as Drew, so I'm gonna call you Drew. I hope everybody doesn't mind. Drew, thanks for coming on and chatting with me for a few moments.
I always love coming on and chatting with you, and you are finally achieved status enough where I'll let you call me Drew.
Oh, nice.
Finally. No more Mr. Gaska for you.
I will let folks know that if you have any questions about the Terminator RPG, let us know in the comments. I'll try to bring them in as we go along. We've got about a half hour tonight to kind of discuss things. Drew, first of all, how have you been? You've been good?
Yeah, I mean, as good as you can be in lockdown. It's still locked down, you know? So, but no, I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited about this new Terminator project. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm also excited about the Colonial Marine book that's going to drop soon.
Nice.
So, you know, I've got some great stuff coming out. So,
yeah, you're working on quite a bit. The Terminator RPG launched today. It's already hits funding. It's going towards stretch goals. That's awesome to see. How did you get involved with this project? You've been, I know you from Alien and some other IPs. How did you get involved with the Terminator RPG?
Ben, I'm going to say his name wrong.
Graybeaton?
Yes, thank you. I was talking to him and he was like, I was telling him, oh, you know, it's weird being freelance and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, oh, well, you want me to put you in touch with the Terminator guy? And he did. And I started talking to him and he's like, this sounds great. Let's do it. The rest is history. So I guess my reputation preceded me in regards to franchises. So, you know, I was very happy to touch this because it's one of my favorites. And obviously it wasn't at 20th Century Studios. So I didn't think I'd ever get a chance to play with it. And here I am. So
that's awesome. It's kind of funny because it seems like every single IP that you deal with has some sort of alternate timeline aspect for it that you have to keep, you know. I think that you're the go-to guy for these IPs with all these alternate timelines. So it's very fitting. How do you feel about that? Like,
it's interesting because look, with Alien, it's more difficult because you have to make it the barroom canon all the time. But with something like Terminator and Planet of the Apes, it's okay. So this is in a different lane of time. You know, you can splinter things off like that, and you can have something that's really cool in a different timeline. You can have a version of it in this timeline that still fits the canon of that timeline, if that makes any sense. Sure. So you know, barroom canon becomes timeline canon. Instead, so it's fun to play with.
So this game, this book is an RPG book based on the Terminator movie and all the Dark Horse comics.
Yes,
from what I've read and understood.
Yeah. If it says the Terminator on it, it's covered by this book. So if it says Terminator or Terminator 2 or Terminator 3 or Terminator 4 or Genesis or anything like that, that's not covered in this particular book.
Okay. Excellent. And this book, I know that they're trying to make it not just an RPG, but also just a source book in general, kind of like the way the Alien RPG is in that regard, that it's going to be something that just fans of the franchise are going to want just so that they can learn more about the universe.
Yeah, I mean, I was a big fan, I think we've talked about this before, of the Star Wars West End stuff that came out, RPG stuff that came out, and the source books they had for that, you know, you wanted to have that just because you were a Star Wars fan. And that's what I wanted to do with Alien. I was, you know, hoping to have a way for people to have canon in one place. and options, and that's the whole barroom thing we discussed. Terminator doesn't have that either. They don't have a source book thing, so I felt like this is a great way to do that for that.
Sure, sure. So you want to tell folks a little bit about this game? You play as like rebels you're trying to prevent Skynet from taking over, like just like the first movie.
Right.
Is that kind of what you're doing?
Yeah, you can play agents of John Connor who have, or being sent back in time to prevent other things prevent other things that Skynet's trying to make happen in the past, okay? Or you can play part of the resistance in the future that we know. But the interesting thing about the future that we know is that this is set in 2021 of an apocalyptic world. So it is the alternate of what our world would be.
Right, right.
So, somewhere out there, there's a timeline where people are arguing on social media and getting put in Facebook jail, but not in the timeline of the game.
I don't know what timeline you're referring to, Drew. I don't know what that,
Yes, everybody who's watching this, if you're trying to contact me in the next 3 days, do it through Messenger because I'm in Facebook jail right now. So I can't comment publicly right now. So the point is that you can play the human resistance of the future, which is like we saw in the flashbacks that Kyle had in the movie. But it's set in 2021 instead of necessarily 2029, because we're building up towards what happens in 2029. Okay.
Gotcha.
What's also going on in this is the Terminator, Skynet's sending Terminators back all throughout history. It's like, I could have more ammo if this guy had done this. So we're going to send a Terminator back to make sure that happens. Okay. So, you've got all these time periods where you could be just a native of that time period. And it's like, what the hell's going on? What is it? What is that thing? What's happening? So you can play on different levels here.
Sure.
You could just be somebody who's affected by the fact that this time war is going on.
I love that. I love how it's just kind of just letting you kind of do your own thing with this. It's like, it's a sandbox to let you kind of just do what you want with the IP. This game does use a system that, Nightfall is known for. It's this, I think it's S5S game system. Yeah. It's a D10 system, mm-hmm. Where you have six D10s. One of them is your outcome die, and then it determines your success. And then you have five skill die, and that depends on the epicness of your success or failure or whatever.
Called big success, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, totally. And their SLA Industries was their game. I think that was the first game that used this system. I'm not sure. And I might be wrong. Okay. It had a very successful Kickstarter. It's been well received. And so Terminator uses basically the same system as that. So if you're a fan of that, it'll be easy to get into the game with this. One of the interesting things that I've been working into the game is the idea of, mortality rate is high, just like in Alien. And the T-800, you don't want to, you're dead. It's like the Alien, you're dead, okay?
Right, right.
You have a chance against the T-700s, you have more than a chance against the T-600s, but you see Arnold walk away, just get the hell away, you're going to die, okay? But if you do die, I'm trying to work this thing in now. We've been talking about it, and it's like one of the final things we're working in. You pick up another character, like happens, in other games.
Okay.
Right?
But sure,
one of those choices that you could pick up could be an alternate you from another timeline.
Oh, I like that. That would be pretty cool.
So, you take your character, and we're going to change all this stuff about him, and then that person shows up for whatever reason that makes sense in the story. So yeah, it was a mechanic that I'm like, can we make this work? And that's what we're trying to do right now. It's this last touch thing. So the layout's happening now. I think it says, I think most of the writing is done. We're like in the final stages of stuff. And we decided to put the Kickstarter up now because, now's the time to strike. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of the page layout, that's some of the page layout that they've shown already on the Kickstarter. Now, from what I've read, Blam Venture Studio is something that you're involved with. So you're not only just involved in the writing, but you're also involved in the layout part aspect of things as well.
Yes, I did those layouts. I wanted to bring a source book friendly look to the book instead of just being a straight on role playing book. I mean, that was so successful with what Freely did with Alien. So, you know, when I talked to Mark, who runs Nightfall Games, I said, you know, I've got some ideas on how this could look. And he's like, well, I don't know. I mean, have you done graphic design? And so I send him the deck of Blam Ventures, my company. We've done all the stuff. We did some for Nike. We did a whole bunch of things over the years in graphic design wise. And he's like, oh, well, why don't you show me what you want to do? And I did it. He's like, all right, you know, you're doing it. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's so very cool
for that. And I'm very excited about it because, you know, it's you want the book to look like it's right for the property. And, you know, Freely totally did that with Alien. And so we're using a lot of red and night looks and steel and molten sparks and lava stuff, and not lava, but you know what I'm saying, molten metal. Yeah. So we're going for that, a very industrial look for it. And I think it's going to look really good for the property.
The other thing that I'll note is they've spoiled some of the art for this book on the Kickstarter. I love the art. You don't happen to know the artist that you've been working with for this game yet, have you? Or is it someone you know off the top of your head? Or
it's oh my gosh, it's Alsop. It's hold on a second. Is his name? Yeah, I haven't talked to him personally, but it's where is this on this thing? Here it is. It's I'm sorry, I'm looking at it right. It's Dave Alsop. Yeah, it is Dave. Okay, like, first name Dave? I'm not sure. Yeah, no, he did those paintings. Yeah, and the female Terminator you see in there, that's from Burning Earth. So I don't know if you're aware of that Dark Horse. It was originally another company that put out that miniseries, but Dark Horse reprinted it, so it's covered in what we're doing here. But yeah, she's a T-850, if I remember correctly. So yeah, she's a very interesting character. She's on the cover of a lot of the of a couple of those issues and everything. And everybody, she's kind of, I don't know what word to say. You don't want to encounter her either. If it's an 800 or above, you don't want to encounter her. I'm not to ruin things, dude.
So, no doubt.
Yeah, totally. We made them really, really hard to deal with, because that's what it should be. I mean, Arnold was so difficult to defeat in that first movie. You know, and so we don't want him to be cannon fodder. We really don't. Right. But at the same time, you need to succeed on something. So you got your 700s and you got your 600s and you got the hunter killers tanks that are and the flying ones as well. HK aerials is what they're called. So we got a lot of variety in this. But if there's an 8 after that T, walk away.
Good tip for everybody. Yeah. Let's see here. Straight Royal Flush asks, awesome job with the Alien RPG. Me and my playgroup love it.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Love to hear that stuff. For the Terminator RPG, how do time paradoxes work? For example, if a character goes back in time and unintentionally offs themselves.
I can't reveal all our secrets yet. Okay. But yeah, that's part of the whole mechanic with that we're working out now with the whole, your ultimate self. Yeah, you could accidentally get rid of yourself, but if you did, how does that affect it? Does it affect it when you go back to that other time period? Does it? It's not a Back to the Future thing where you start to fade. You know, to quote Ant-Man in Endgame. So Back to the Future is a load of bullshit. So yeah, basically, there is something to take care of that for sure. But, nice.
Let's talk a little bit about the pledges, okay, and show folks what they're going to get for the pledge levels that you're currently offering. I think the sweet spot for the Kickstarter is this one, come with me if you want to live pledge, where it works out to be about, I think it's about $77 US. The price there is what is that? I don't know.
It's pounds.
Pounds. Okay, yeah, it's pounds. So it's about $77 US, but you get the hardback rulebook, you get the PDF of the rulebook, you get a 4-panel full art GM screen, which is awesome. You get a 12-page GM guide. Now, there's also GM material in the book itself, though.
Of course.
And then all the stretch goals. I think that's
like all you need to play the game is that core book, but it just makes it easier.
Gotcha. That's a really great package. I know if you back it within the first 48 hours, you get a really slight discount, but I don't think that's going to make early
discount. Yep.
Yeah. So that's a really great value right there. And I know that there's stretch goals that are, you know, in place to kind of add to the book so that there's more pages to this 192. I think you've already maybe unlocked another 4 pages or so. Or getting really close to it, there's some potential there for expanding that core rule book if all the stretch goals are
in that. I mean, I wish I could say, but there's some really nice. It's not crazy as in impossible, but there's some really nice stretch goals. I can't say anything.
Sure. Yeah, no, you're excited. Just if folks are excited, back the Kickstarter because you'll get to see those stretch goals get announced. The other pledge level is the core rulebook. You can just get the core rulebook plus the PDF and all the PDF stretch goals or all the appropriate stretch goals. This one works out to be about $56 US. So that's you can get that right there, and then you can also pledge digitally. I think it works out to be about $17 just for the core rulebook. Definitely the two other pledges are kind of the sweeter spots for the campaign and everything. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, is this book kind of just a one-off product? Is this just like, okay, this is just something, and I know it's early on in the Kickstarter, you just launched it this day, this you know, today to see, you know, and it's already been you know, your funding goal's already been met and everything, but like, does the studio have plans for yes. more content besides just this isn't just a one and done Kickstarter kind of thing, I'm hoping, at least, and I know probably folks are wondering.
Yeah, no, I mean, there are supplements planned. There are adventures planned. They plan to support the line. And there's certain things that I can't say yet.
Sure.
That expand things. I will hint that will expand things in enormous ways. That, you know, if we go in that direction, it depends on how well received this is. Based on what's going on with the Kickstarter, I think we're, you know, it's going to be full force on. So, right now there are supplements and adventures planned, no matter what. But there are something crazy cool planned if things go really well.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So, how did you prep for? I mean, I know was prepping for this, for writing for the Terminator RPG, any different than prepping for the other projects that you've worked on? Like, how did you tackle it? I guess is how. So, I'm just kind of curious on my end. Like, how do you usually do that? And did you do anything different for this project?
This one's a uniquely strange one because there was a lot less to read.
Okay.
You know, that I mean, I was like, oh, I read that already. So, you know, it's the less material, but this is just for the first movie and it's stuff that comes out of it. So it's really difficult. Wait, that's from T2, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I guess it would be.
So, okay. I'm not going to invalidate anything from T2 because that's part of the overarching canon. Right. But at the mm-hmm. same time, there's a hole in what I can talk about. There's a hole in what I can talk about there for this first book. So it's been very unique trying to figure out, okay, because I have an overarching thing that is going to involve everything, but I can't touch any of that stuff yet. So we got to be very careful with the way we word things. So it's an interesting conundrum. So people are going to be like, but wait, what about the CPU chip from that and everything? I was like, yeah, I'm not saying that's not there, but we're not touching that yet. You know, so
sure.
it's made it harder because of that.
So is the plan going forward, like, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, and if you can't, that's fine. Is the plan going forward to have supplements based around the movie? are each movie like its own IP? Is that kind of how it works? And are you trying to is future content going to be based around specific movies?
I can't answer. Okay. That may incriminate me, but
okay, all right.
I can tell you that the license is it is a very interesting license the way it's
sure.
Are there are different levels of licenses for Terminator. There are different licenses that are with different license holders. So I cannot reveal exactly where we are at, but
okay.
I've kind of hinted at a lot of stuff already that I probably shouldn't have. So if anybody wants to read between the lines of what I've said so far, I think you'll get what we're doing. We can't flat out say what we are doing yet, but I will tell you that this is going to grow.
So. That's very cool. All right. Yeah, Jason just asked about if other movies are in the series are unavailable or whatever. So that was kind of what spurred the question, because I'm kind of curious. But you know, it is what it is. And basically, what I'm going to tell folks is, if you're excited about this and you'd like to see more, the best way to do it is to back the Kickstarter and let them know that there is demand for it. I'm really, really excited. I just want to ask you and have you reveal more stuff, but I know you can't because
it's too soon. It's too soon, you know. And this was what was going on when Alien first was coming out too. It's like, I can't say anything.
So how long have you been? So you said that the writing's pretty much done at this point.
Yeah, well, most of it is. We're expanding certain parts, and there's a lot of the flavor stuff that I do is happening now. To make things more friendly and in universe as it goes. The system and everything, that's all figured out and everything. It's all there. It's just me going in there and adding that tone stuff.
Sure. That stuff. Yeah. Which you do very well with Aliens. So I'm really excited.
I try to give it an attitude, because I know a lot of times, and it doesn't matter what the rule system is. So if it's written a certain way, it can be really dry. Right. So, You want to give people a little bit. All right, that's funny, or oh god, that's a really terrible joke. But you want in there a little bit, and you've seen me do it in Alien, you know, about like, be careful about what's locked in your trunk and the car and things like that, you know. But it's got to fit. Instead of being afraid of the monster of the dark, you've got to be afraid of technology. And is it right. There's a technophobia thing going on here? What is that going to mean? And so it's all that stuff is what's going on now.
Very cool.
As we unlock things, we're like, oh, okay, we get to unlock writing that part now. So, you know, so other parts that were going to be left for later versions of the stuff get activated, and we've got to figure out, okay, now we need to put that in the book now. But it's the project is, it's there. It's not like, oh, we made a Kickstarter, so now we're going to start a book. No, it's not like that at all. It's not like that at all. I've been involved in this since last fall.
Wow! So it's been last fall. If last fall seems like so far away, but yeah, it really wasn't. It wasn't all that far away. It just seems like we've been forever in lockdown. That's pretty much the So, but no, that's pretty neat that because I remember seeing the announcement on social media, and I was like, hey, Drew, that's awesome. Let's see, you get another thing to add to your. To your resume and to your, you know, that
it's funny because when you look at it, I started off going through all these properties from the 70s, Space 1999, Buck Rogers, Planet of the Apes, you know, there was all major 70s franchises. And then I hit Alien, which is sort of like, it's on the cusp of the 70s into the 80s. And now I'm doing Terminator, which is in the 80s. And I had Predator, it's in the 80s. And it's like, okay, so I hope we can get like all the good 80s ones, and then I got to go to the 90s. What am I looking forward in there? I'm not sure if there's any good ones in the 90s, are there?
I'm trying to think.
It's tough. I think all from the 70s and 80s is all the good ones.
Let's see here. Adam Black says, hey, Drew, looking good, my friend. Excited for your work. Didn't realize it was just the first movie at this point. I bet it was a headache stripping the canon down to just T1. I'm John Schmidt, by the way.
Oh, it's John. Okay, yeah. No, it definitely is. And it's like, it's not in a way, it's not ignoring the other stuff. That's why it's hard. Because if it was like, okay, it's just a license for the first movie, you can't ever touch anything else, then it would be like, okay, we need to create a new canon that just involves the first movie. But that's not what it is. It's don't counter anything from the other books because of things that from the other movies because of the overarching license. But at the same time, concentrate on this first one right now. So it is difficult, yes. But there's a lot of material. I mean, let's face it. That's the face that launched 1,000 ships or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? That movie launched the whole franchise, and that and T2 are the core of the franchise. So you know we're laying the groundwork right here.
Adam Black says, what comics are canon as far as the game is concerned, if any? Did you already answer this question before, John? We talked about that it's based around the Black Horse comics.
If it says the Terminator on it, if that the is there, from Dark Horse, then it's included. I'm actually going to be putting up on my blog, Rogue Reviewer, wordpress.roguereviewer.com. I'm going to be putting up a list of the canon sources. Right now, and as projects expand, we will update that list. So just sort of like that canon list I have for Alien up right now.
Jason says, I'd love to see source books for other regions of the world for sure. Be cool to have a London in 2021 and London in the future all in one source book as a supplement.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it's like and it's like I when I was first talking to Mark about it, I was like pitching crazy ideas. Yeah, Dark Horse. I was like, yeah, so you know, we could have Terminators in ancient Rome, and he's like, whoa, okay, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, we need different time periods. So yeah, if it works, then 100%. I mean, if there's a reason why someone would send a Terminator back to ancient Rome, we would deal with ancient Rome. There's definitely a reason why Terminators would go to London. So of course, you know that. Right. I mean, what Terminator's not going to want to see a Beatles concert? So we'll make it work.
That's awesome. If folks are interested in this RPG and in this Kickstarter, I'm going to tell you to go check out the Kickstarter in the description of this video. Is there anything else you'd like to tell folks before we sign off? We're almost at that 30 minute mark.
Yeah, no, I just that I'm not. If you want to ask me questions about this, reach out in Messenger because I cannot publicly respond for 2.5 days because I'm in Facebook jail.
True. Only you, my friend.
This is my fourth time, but it's like, you know, it's so weird because it's all out of context stuff because I'm trying to defend things and whatever. And it's just like last time it had to do with Gina,
Yeah.
Mandalorian Gina. So it's like okay.
So this is what your COVID pandemic hobby is going to Facebook jail. Most people like picked up like other things to do, like to learn. Drew decides to just go to Facebook.
Well, they say once you're in the clink, you know, you're going to wind up in it again. So it's just I got a tattoo this time. And I started smoking again. No.
True.
But I'm working out. You know, I'm working out, so it's good. I mean, myself.
They give you yard time to kind of get some fresh air.
Fun. Got some sun. It was good.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. You're ridiculous. I'm so glad that we're friends and that you came back on and you're working on this project, though. If folks want to know more about you and want to follow your social media presence, where should they go?
Besides
Facebook, because they can't think of
I like I said, hit me on Messenger if you go into Facebook. I'm on Twitter, AEC Gasca, at AEC Gasca, my initials and my last name. But Facebook is the best way to talk to me under normal circumstances. But you can go check out my blog, which is like I said before, wordpress.roguereviewer.com. I have all stuff on Alien. I'm going to have stuff on Terminator there. There's a whole bunch of Star Trek articles that I've written. So you want to see more of my stuff, go check that out. One last little plug before we go. I have 2 Choose Your Own Adventure graphic novels that I wrote that are coming out at the end of the year. They're up on Amazon now for pre-order. So this is the first time Choose Your Own Adventure has been made into comics. And I took 2 of the classic novels from the 80s brought him into comics format. So
nice. Very cool. I will also let folks know that if you'd like to try out the Terminator RPG, there is a quick start available on DriveThruRPG, and there is the link for that is in the description of this video. You can just pay what you want, so feel free to just pick that up, scoop it up, give it a read, check it out, and let me know in the comments if you picked it up and what you thought of it so far. I'm really excited to see this become a big product for you, Andrew, and it's been, I've only known you for a short time, but getting to see your success during this stretch has been really awesome to see, and I'm really, really happy for you.
No, I really appreciate it. You realize we've known each other for over a year now. Because of the pandemic, it feels like a lot
less. It does seem like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, it has been over a year now. Yeah. But a pandemic year is definitely, that's like 7 actual years. Like, that's what it feels like.
Sometimes it feels like it's a few weeks, and sometimes it feels like, it is 7 years. It's bizarre. It is a fluctuation in the time stream.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to tell folks if you enjoyed this video, please hit the like button down below. Make sure to hit the subscribe. That'll let you know every single time we go live or upload new content. And we are working on getting an actual play of Terminator on the show. So really excited to have the folks, come on and do that for us here. And we'll be announcing that shortly once we have a time set. We've got the date set. We're just working on the time at this point. So excellent. That's going to do it for this session. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This has been Victory Condition Gaming, because winning shouldn't be the only victory condition when you get to the table. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for watching this video. If you would be so kind, make sure you hit that like, comment, and subscribe, all the YouTube jazz that we're supposed to do here. It really is greatly appreciated. And if you'd like to support us more, you can check us out on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/victorycondition gaming. We have all sorts of Patreon perks, and it definitely helps support our show. Thank you so much. Drew, it wouldn't be right if I didn't do this for the ending.
Okay.
I'll be back.
I hate you.
You're welcome.